the University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to February 2009.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. Today we have fewer professors with us, sad but true, but we've got great ones, so let me introduce them to you. To my left, from the College of Engineering and Science, the person who runs the pre-engineering programs for that unit, it's Professor Dan, the DAPSEP man, Maggio.
Hi, Kathy.
How's it going, Dan?
Good.
Are the students getting those midterm freakouts going on about now?
Yeah. Well, I teach the modular math, so we don't have midterms.
That's right.
So I'm a kind of separate from the normal schedule.
Dan does is that they've broken down a major math requirement, particularly for students in the College of Liberal Arts and Education who aren't always, how should we say, Dan, math Vikings?
Some.
Some just miss that big long boat, and so they break it down, and they put great teachers like Dan in there, who I can tell you that if I would have had Dan instead of Sister Godzilla, I probably would not have had as many math phobias in my life, so I'm glad you're there.
It's going well.
Dan, you the man. Okay. On the other side of the table, from the College of Liberal Arts and Education, from the History Department, its chair, keeper of our Black Abolitionist Archives, and someone who can update us on the famous Darwin Lincoln birthday bash that occurred today on campus, it's Professor Roy Finkenbein.
Hey, Kathy, fresh from the Super Bowl of geeks.
Yeah, don't say that. Come on.
Combined history, faculty, student team did a WWE smackdown.
Combined science team in their house. Took them out. All right.
In that historic site.
Chemistry 114.
Now, star of stage and screen.
Why not?
So Chem 114.
So our student reps were Greta Hilburn and then Samuel, right?
Samuel Ristic, Nick Zorowski.
Oh, Nick.
Most recently of Wheel of Fortune fame.
I was going to say, and also Varsity News cover story boy, practically. Yeah. Well, page three. That's like our page six with the New York Post. That's our page three here.
They're all proudly displaying their number one blue ribbons.
Excellent.
Championship ribbons,
way
along
to go.
With a couple of professors who are doing the
now,
same
now, who
thing,
did the so. Pinata? I mean, who?
Well, actually, the pinata, we were running out of time, so we actually brought the pinata back. We just confiscated a few candies for a couple of people that were there with their little kids. So.
That's why not. Yeah, that's a good thing to do.
Who brought their kids?
There were a couple of, I'm assuming, students.
That popular. I should have gone over.
There was pop, there was pizza, there was
cake.
Happy birthday, Abe and Chuck cake.
They didn't say Stoltz, his nickname?
No, they didn't.
Oh, no.
But the Erasmus Darwin question did come up.
Did it come up?
But I couldn't. I was standing there.
No.
Trying to push our team, but I couldn't give them the answer.
That's okay. No. That's better that they won honestly and with integrity, so that's important. Well, this is a show where you can send us questions about pinatas or candy or math, or whatever you would like to send. And if you stump the panel, you win one of our fabulous T-shirts. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a fabulous T-shirt. So, hey, everybody can use a T-shirt. So,
you can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
And today we've got a set of questions that comes to us from Mike Whalen of South Lyon, Michigan. And
they're
questions about superstitions.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Let me get my
I was going to say, get your Lucky Charms or whatever that was.
I have.
My rabbit's footy.
You ever see my phobia shirt?
Yes.
I have a phobia shirt.
Yes.
And it's a shame that I don't have it on
today. I was going to say, that would be a great, 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 great one. Okay, I'm going to give you the item, and you describe what this item is supposed to do, that is, how it is supposed to ward off an evil or harm.
This is about, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're not like...
I thought it was going to be kind of fear phobias, but...
Like arachnophobia or, okay, or hydrophobia.
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Or agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia. Oh, yes, there we go.
Agoraphobia.
Okay. All right, an acorn. What is the power of the acorn?
Well, it's not squirrel.
No, because they will just come and chomp them down, as they always do.
So what's anti-squirrel?
Anti-squirrel. Me. Me, I'm anti. I'm very anti-squirrel. I hate them.
I feed the squirrels in the back.
My Father dog Frank is very did. Anti-squirrel.
Oh, well, yeah. And, yeah, Father Frank used to feed them. They would come up and almost eat out of his hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to say, Father Frank, they could be rabid, and they're nasty.
I don't know. Is this witchcrafty kind of, no?
Well, one is if you specifically keep an acorn at a window, it will save you from being hit by this bit of nature.
Lightning?
Yeah. It's wow. That an acorn at the window will keep the lightning out, which I've never had lightning or heard of it coming through a window, but...
There was that apparently relatively light a tornado that hit in Hawaii, which is rare in Hawaii. Did you see that?
And
I think it was a journalist and threw him through a window glass.
Yeah, I knew that, but a person did.
But they showed it, and it was... I mean, it wasn't a full-fledged, but it was enough that it was doing damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't think Hawaii was like...
No, I would have guessed never.
And the other is that if you carry an acorn along with you, that it's supposed to ensure a long life for you.
Oh.
Yeah, and I just never knew that.
I shall try that.
Okay. Amber, that is, you know, the material amber, it's semi-precious, I believe amber is, isn't it?
I believe you're
I know right. There's a ton of it in Poland. I know that when Anne came back, my sister from... visiting Poland on vacation. Oh, my God. She came back with amber rosaries, necklaces, bracelets, all types of amber because it's really big there and a lot of people wear it. So this is supposed to protect you against something, amber beads.
Oh, boy.
Well, something that right now I think a lot of our students have that we certainly in class have.
Tests?
No. Yeah, that's it. Ward off those exams. Amber.
Illness?
Yes, illnesses, particularly coughs or colds.
Been a lot of that going around.
I was
going
to say, aren't they hacking in your classes, Han?
Some are. I've been lucky.
I had to, and one of our instructors, very good instructor, but we all get those points where we hack in class. And
I'm
observing this instructor, and there's a whole lot of hacking going on.
Oh, my. Okay. All right. Seeing an ambulance is very unlucky unless you do or see this.
Seeing an ambulance is unlucky?
Yeah, if you see an ambulance, it's unlucky.
It is?
According to superstitious people, yeah, I suppose it probably...
Unless you see it before you step off the sidewalk.
I was going to say, there's that, yes. But this is some...
Is that the answer? Oh.
No, but I love Roy's answer. It makes so much sense. There are two answers to this.
Unless you call
One of them
it?
Is seeing a certain animal.
Black cat?
Not a black cat.
Can't cancel out the squirrel?
Not the squirrel.
A squirrel carrying an acorn.
Another popular pet. Squirrel with an acorn.
Dog.
Yes. Unless you see a black or brown dog, that takes away the unluckiness. Or if you pinch your nose and hold your breath.
And pass out. Unfortunately, the ambulance is there
to pick you up. I've never.
All right, I want to know the history behind that one.
These are not widely known superstitions, obviously.
Were you ever superstitious about an ambulance?
I'm not. I'm not superstitious at all.
Yeah, I just. Okay. All right. Now, this is not so much a superstition as he says is a myth. If you cut an apple in half and count how many seeds inside, what will you know about your future?
How many children you're going to have?
Yes. Now, how did you know that? I mean,
I tried and proved it wrong. It was just a guess.
Oh, okay. Guess. I just wondered if it was, I thought it might come from your Italian heritage, that there might be a superstition or something that way.
No. No. As a matter of fact, my relatives weren't superstitious at all that I know of.
Okay, like your gran, your Italian gran,
really.
Was she not?
Like no, I didn't know her that well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would
she
do
had
that.
Sugar.
Oh, okay. What makes a baseball bat, or what can you do to make a baseball bat lucky for the first time that you use it?
Have it blessed.
Cork it.
Some people would definitely go with that.
I may have a priest bless it.
Well, I think that would be the Catholic Youth Organization correct answer, absolutely. But this is something pretty simple that baseball players
spit
on it, yeah. I was going to say hockey players disgustingly do it even more.
You cut down on the chance of it being stolen.
Yeah, I was about to say, thanks, but no thanks. Oh, no. It is unlucky to put a hat on this item of furniture in your home. Or people claim it's unlucky to put this.
Your cat.
Especially if it's a man. Yeah. No, my cats put the fur into furniture, okay?
Especially if it's a man, a vacuum cleaner?
I'm just trying to imagine this hat hanging.
You said furniture?
A piece of furniture in your home.
So especially if it's a man.
It's a man's
piece
pot.
Of furniture used by women.
Women use it, yes.
But not exclusively.
But not exclusively. Men use this table? Piece of furniture as well.
The lower toilet seat?
No, it's a hat on a bed.
A bed.
That
oh.
if you put a hat oh. on a bed, and actually, I've read that. I'm trying to think really? Which Southern woman writer I read that. That it was.
But don't lots of people like hang their hat on their bedpost or something?
That's what I thought.
I'm more interested in the history behind these.
Yeah,
than
like
anything.
Why would that be?
So Mike, is it Mike, right? Whalen?
Yeah.
I'd be curious. Where did he get these from?
I'll have to ask him because he's my nephew.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
Oh.
So there we go. Okay. Some other bed superstitions that if you place a bed north. What will it bring you?
Money. Good fortune?
Good fortune, yeah. And if you put it south, it'll bring you what?
Nothing but trouble.
That's right.
The wicked witch.
It would make sense, but I wonder why that is. I mean, why?
You know, these, I'm just curious about how they started. Some of these, I wonder if they started from just a silly conversation in a room between two people. Evolved over
yeah I mean like or whatever it was one of those things that people yeah
superstitions
you know like how they believed in spontaneous generation you know that and they had this idea that like rats came out of a pile of rags or something well mm-hmm. no but I mean you know that kind
yeah,
of observation
if you live in the world of Harry Potter maybe
well it's true I mean those things started like in the 14th century I mean people had that kind of idea okay there are a number of superstitions about lucky and unlucky things connected to bees. Okay, so if a bee enters your home, it's a sign of what?
I would say good luck.
Not good luck.
Time to get the spray.
I was going to say get the swatter.
Fertility?
Not fertility. Something that all humans want and need.
Food. Sleep.
Money. How about visitor, company?
Oh, company,
that
sure.
if a bee comes in. Actually, in my house, it's usually that one of the kids left the darn screen door open again.
My mother's was if she dropped something, it was a sign company was coming.
Yes, if we dropped silverware, my gran used to say that. Company's going to come, or somebody's going to come if you dropped, like, if you're drying dishes and you dropped the cutlery in some way.
Or the dish towel or anything, yeah.
And I don't know, I wonder where that came from.
I don't know.
I never asked my gran that. If a swarm of bees settles up on a rooftop, it's an omen that what will happen to the house?
It's going to get infested.
Well, yes.
it's going to be
called
possessed by the devil.
Well, something pretty bad for a house. Let's just say it that way. Yeah, that the house will burn down. Which, again, that's something
that... We got good guesses going on this today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of weird. A bird in the house is a sign of what?
Oh, that's bad. The answer to this is bad, right?
Yes. This is bad. Death. Yeah, it's death. That's a bad thing.
Absolutely. I've heard that.
You did? Do you remember where?
No, I don't. I do not remember. Probably from a movie.
I remember an episode of The Sopranos where Christopher, who was not exactly the sharpest tool in the shed, I mean, Christopher Moltisanti, the character, and the bird didn't come in the house. It was sitting outside, but he was so overcome by the superstition about the bird.
This fully explains now the story behind Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, right?
It could. And when we think about superstitions, let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, as always.
Right.
On his right, from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur Beer. It's been a long 3 weeks. And on Arthur's right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and the Director of the Learning Center, Kathy Bush.
I'm too tired to say hello.
I know. It's one of those months. Anyway, and on my left, from the Department of History, the chair of that department, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Why, Evan, you must have whose car is in the way. I just want to get out, but I can't because there's that car in my way.
It's Rosalind Carter.
I've been trying to back up, but I just can't.
She's been hitting my car.
And we're back with questions regarding superstitions. And Dan is just teasing me about my fun work on my job. But sometimes I have to admit, when I leave work, I think to myself, some people go into work every day and do the same thing over and over again at their desk.
Not Kathy.
But not me. I never know what's going to come running across my desktop.
This sounds like a bad B movie.
It is, but it's like really interesting. But, you know, I guess you got to say it keeps you on your toes. goes, doesn't it, Jess? That's probably one of the joys of teaching, isn't it, guys? You know, that we never really know.
Oh, that's always original.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you have people go berserk in front of a class, in the middle of class.
Yeah, yes. That you don't want to have happen. Okay.
I'm sure
all
there's
right.
a story there.
There
which
is.
We'll hear when we're done taping.
Okay, all right. Some people believe that the day that you were born gives you either luck or ill luck. So there's an old poem, so let's see if you know how to fill that in. Mm. Monday's child is what?
Oh, this,
Grace?
That's, you're good, that's...
I'm too far.
Yeah. Is fair of face. Tuesday's child is...
Full of grace.
Full of grace, okay. Wednesday's child...
What was Monday's again?
Monday's is fair of face. Tuesday is full of grace. This child is full of something sad.
Whoa.
Oh. And Thursday's child has
far to go.
Oh, far to go. Poor little Thursday's child. Friday's child is what?
Happy.
It's the weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, is loving and giving. I was going to say, they're the happy chillins, okay? And Saturday's child, however, has to what?
Work for a living.
Yeah, work hard for a living. That poor Saturday kid. But the child that's born on the Sunday, on the Sabbath day, is what?
Blessed.
Well, they're fair and wise, good and gay.
You go see, I wouldn't. Oh.
Okay, do you know what day of the week you were born?
I do not. I could probably figure it out.
I was going to say, you should ask your mom. I was a Tuesday kid.
I have to get my perpetual calendar.
I was going to say, get out that perpetual calendar and look all that up. Okay. You know, why not do that? All right. To protect yourself from witches, what colors should you wear?
Black.
No.
Black. I knew that was wrong. But
white?
No, I would have thought white, but I'm kind of surprised by this.
I'm going to suggest red.
No.
No, then...
This is a very popular color, but I'm wondering why this color does that.
Orange, blue, yellow.
It says you need to wear blue and say, touch blue and no harm will come to you. I've never heard of that.
That's because blue rhymes with harm come to you.
Maybe that's
That would destroy a lot of those, the plots of a lot of those horror films.
I was
going
to say, I thought,
Vincent Price.
Yeah, I thought silver, like, or is that because it's a vampires. Cross? That's vampires. Yeah. Okay, duh.
Cross is for vampires. Well, silver could be for werewolves.
Okay. Oh, really?
Silver bullets.
Oh, silver bullets. Yes. Okay.
So you can just shoot those into the...
You mean they were drinking Coors back there?
And garlic works for almost anything.
I was going to say, garlic
works
will
for anything.
Yeah, although who would not want to do that? Okay. If you say goodbye to your friend while crossing a bridge, what will happen?
You'll never see him again.
That's right. How did you know that?
Because it seemed like the logical answer.
Oh! So that's why you don't believe in superstition, because it's very logical to you,
silly.
Eh?
It's not logical at all.
Okay. There are many superstitions or different ideas about brooms, that is, sweeping brooms. Why should you not lean a broom against a bed?
Because it'll get knocked off and it'll hit you in the face in the middle of the night.
Which in my world would happen, or I'd step on it and flap up at me because I'm such a clock.
Those rakes are dangerous, too.
Yeah, oh, please.
I did that once when I was about 10 years old. I stepped on the tines of a... You know, one of the heavy garden rakes, and wham, I was down for about 15 minutes.
I saw my brother do that, and he had a huge welt. My mother thought he cracked his
teeth. Doesn't happen. And that happens in other places other than the movies?
Yeah, it does. I saw it happen up in the Thumb of Michigan. It was not pretty.
When people leave them carelessly propped inside
of
the
barn or shed. And that's
what my uncle did. He
just, by the tool shed, and he just left it there. And my brother went in to grab another tool, and whap-o! It was really horrible to look at.
Physics in action.
It is, except my sister was, like, doubled over with laughter. The evil spirits in the broom will cast a spell on the bed, causing evil to come to the person that you lean that broom against. So if you want to get back at somebody, lean a broom against them. Okay. If you sweep trash outside of your door with a broom after dark... What will happen?
The goblins will come.
Well, somebody will come, yeah. A stranger will come.
When you wake up in the morning and it's light, there'll be a mess outside your door.
It says here that a stranger will come and visit you for the first time.
Oh.
Okay. If someone is sweeping the floor at your home and they sweep the dirt over your feet, what does that mean? What will happen to you?
You have to polish your shoes.
Oh.
Yes, of course, but...
I don't know.
That you'll never get married, that you'll be a spinster.
Oh.
Okay.
These are bizarre.
I know. Again, I've never...
where do they come up with these?
Well, and that's what I'm wondering. Like, what's the mythology of that? Because I certainly know in the African-American community, jumping the broom is connected to the marriage ceremony, right?
Right.
Oh.
And that has a connection to like housekeeping and sharing and things that way. So that's a kind of cool tradition about the broom. These are kind of whacked. Should you take a broom along with you when you move?
No. You should leave it for the other owner.
It says here you should throw it on by a new one. The old broom will bring bad luck to your home.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm just not sure how a broom can bring bad luck.
I think we're investing it with way too much power.
I just kind of like don't get that one there. If the first butterfly you see in the year is white, what does that mean?
It'll be a sterile year.
No, it'll bring you good luck.
Oh.
It's sort of like the groundhog thing, except for the groundhog that bit Mayor Bloomberg. Go, you little... I'm sure your cage is at the Bronx Zoo is going to be horrible now in that way. If a candle is lighted as part of a ceremony and it blows out, what does that signify?
Ooh, you're in trouble.
Yeah, it does. It means that they're evil spirits meaning to do danger or harm to you and very close by.
Well, candles did harm to me today because they asked Barb Holler and I to blow out all the candles in the cake.
Okay.
And I went into... fake cardiac arrest and
did
fell,
they put 200 candles on there?
No, they had they had a bunch of them, and I swear there must have been like the four in the corner were trick ones because we kept.
I was gonna say, knowing the students, they probably did hose you guys to do that. If the first calf that is born to a farmer during the winter is white, what does that mean about the weather?
So this is gonna be a long winter.
Yeah, that it's gonna be a hard, cold winter. Any farmers I knew only had like Holsteins.
There may be some truth in that.
They were never white. They were black and white milk cows.
Well, once in a while, I mean, generally they'd be the preponderance of color would be black with white markings.
With the white markings.
But once in a while you get ones that were largely white with very limited black markings.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh, my uncle never had, they were all Holsteins. Did you have milk cows or do
you? We had milk cows, Holsteins.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always envied like people that had like Guernseys and Jerseys. They were so pretty, brownish and really soft color, and their milk was like really yellow, like full of butterfat. Yeah. Looked pretty cool that way. Mm. Okay.
My dad's herd started from a cow, given as a wedding gift.
How cool!
Named Big Bertha, which was also Bertha was the name of my grandmother. Now I've never figured that one out.
That's okay. You know, that's kind of a cool thing that way. If you get chills up your back or goosebumps, what does that mean?
There's evil spirits in the room.
Hanging around with too many brooms.
Yeah, there you go. No, it says here that it means somebody is walking over your grave. And I'm not really sure.
Oh, you bought that package thing
guess,
where you got the plot and
that's
the stone.
What I mean, who owns their I mean, that's kind of strange.
Because if you're in it already, then you got bigger problems, I think.
Yeah. True or false, a cat on a ship is good or bad luck?
Bad luck.
That's correct.
Except they can help keep the mice population.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, I know that Labradors and that some like schooners and things you see in the Atlantic, the beds were designed so the dog could fit in and sleep with the captain. Because that was a warmth thing, you know? I'm sure it would get pretty cold in the North Atlantic.
I wonder how many animals they lost by, like, the boat, when the waves come and it rocks the boat, of animals that slid off.
Oh, probably. It could have. You're right. I didn't think of that.
I wouldn't want to put an animal on a boat.
Okay. Now, this one I know, and I know the reason, the actual historical reason for that. True or false? It's good luck to light 3 cigarettes with the same match.
You'll burn your fingers by the time you get to the third one. Right?
Yeah. It isn't.
Save
it's
a tree?
Bad luck. No, and that comes actually from the First World War, from the trenches, that the notion of lighting a cigarette, that if you lit 3 cigarettes, the light would be long enough that a sniper could see where you were, either in the trenches or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's some science going on.
Yeah, so that's a true one. That has a historic basis.
Okay.
No, I mean, think about it. I mean, trench warfare was, you know, not that they were the longest range of rifles or machine guns, you know, automated rifles or that, but that would be long enough for somebody to see that there were people there.
The Surgeon General has said that smoking in the trenches could be bad.
But, I was going to say, really. Yeah, besides the mustard gas and everything else in that way. Oh, my goodness. Oh, here we go. If a clock has not been working suddenly, and suddenly it begins to chime the hours, what does that mean?
Well, I would say that's good luck. And I would say no. Does that mean death is coming?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it means that there will be
a death
of someone close in the family, which is kind of strange. Okay, if you find a coin, like on the ground or somewhere, and you pick it up and it's tails up, is that good or bad luck?
I figure if I find a coin on the ground, it's good luck.
It's bad luck.
It is. It's bad luck to pick a coin up. But I agree with Roy. If
I don't touch my toes a lot, but I do when it comes time to pick up cash off the ground. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That
doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't
There's
really
no logic
that way.
To that whatsoever.
Okay, cows lifting their tail is a sure sign of what?
He's gonna.
If you're downwind, you got
big problems.
You
better run. Actually, it's a weather condition that they
it's
claim.
It's gonna rain.
Yeah, now that's odd because my grand used to insist that if we saw cows laying down in the field, that meant there was gonna be a rainstorm. And for years, I totally believed her until my father said, it might mean they're tired. Okay, that's really all it means. So she had these little weird sayings that way. Okay. Crickets in the house bring good or bad luck?
I would say good luck.
Having had a cricket infestation in a house, I'd say bad luck.
Infestation is different than having a cricket, singular.
Okay, and it does mean good luck. They claim it means good luck. Okay. A dog howling in the night when someone in the house is sick is good or bad luck?
Bad luck.
Yeah.
It means they're going to die.
That's what it does. It means the person is not going to
recover dog
from
is
their
I've heard
trouble.
That, too.
Really?
I don't know where I've heard all these, but I can... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Are they eerie-isms?
No, I don't think
maybe I was
going to
say, did you hear this at home? Or?
No, this... I don't know. I'm probably just...
Around.
My brain fouled them after watching a movie or something. Or reading something.
It could possibly be. Okay, if your right ear itches, what does that mean? Right ear is itching or feels itchy.
It doesn't mean somebody's talking about you.
Yes, it does. In a certain manner.
Badly.
No.
Good, in a good
way. Yes, in a good way. It means that somebody's speaking
well of
you.
So left is bad?
And left is somebody is speaking ill or
poorly
about you.
That's why I was hesitant to say badly. Because usually when somebody's when your ear burns, it means somebody's talking about you badly. Mm-hmm. But I've never heard of one where they're talking in a good way. Mm. So, okay, I was right. Right
you
is
are.
Good.
Right ear?
Left
yeah. Right ear, good.
A right-handed person probably made that up.
Left ear. Yeah, I possibly. I think that really is. Okay, is it good or bad luck to leave a house through a different door than the one that you came into the house?
Yes, good luck.
They claim here it's bad luck that
really?
You should enter the house in the same way.
You left?
Yeah.
Garbage in, garbage out.
I guess. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I know. I wonder why that would be. I mean, that just doesn't, again, that doesn't really logical.
For safety's sake.
Okay. Pictures of elephants bring luck, but only if the picture faces what?
West. I don't know. North, south, east, west.
Not a direction. Something in the room.
Oh, faces...
The window?
Not a window,
the
but...
The door?
Yeah, door. Oh. And I wonder why that would be.
Like the elephant would fit through the door?
Well, yeah.
It's got to do with Zumanji
maybe
or something.
Maybe that's something that way.
Yeah.
Wow. Enough superstitious stuff here. So let me thank our panel, Professor Maggio.
Thank you.
Professor Finkenbein.
I'm going to go out and itch my ear.
You should. Now this word...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Communication Studies Radio Studios here at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced, technically directed, and saved week after week by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Let's go, stimulus package!